Oh, that's right. We are right here again. We had a great time just a little while ago. We had Robin Capsalis and Vintage Number 18. They played live on the air for you. We even had some call-ins. People were just blown away, and they are going to be performing tonight at T.W. Boone's from 9 until midnight, maybe. And then tomorrow night, they will be on the main stage from 8:30 to 10, closing out the main stage. You don't want to miss that act. But now, not to be undone, it is the Queen herself, Queen Delphine. How you doing, Queen Delphine?
Hey, how's everybody doing? How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, I understand you just rolled in, literally.
Oh, you know what? It felt like it, but yes, it's all so worth it.
Yeah.
So worth it.
So where did you have to drive from?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Oh, just a short piece?
Just a hop, skip, and a little jump.
Yeah. And what do you still have your day job, right?
Oh, yes. I still have my day job.
And what is your day job?
I am a licensed nurse, and I've been one for 28 years.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm working at the Raphael Health Center. Oh, was that a shameless plug?
No, that's okay. We don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will be going back to doing prior authorizations for Medicaid.
Medicaid.
So, wow. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's excellent. So I like to read up on people, so I like to know who I'm talking to. And I happen to find out that, how'd you meet your husband?
Oh,
that's a secret that I know about, and I want you to share it right here on the air, because I think it's a very interesting story.
Well, we met in jail. And
you know, that creates interesting blues songs, doesn't it?
Yeah, we met in jail.
Okay.
And usually when I start off with that, people always look at me and say, well, what did you do? And I was like, how come you don't look at him and ask that? But he asked, they always ask, well, what did you do? Well, I was working there as a nurse, and he was a counselor, so it wasn't anything else. But I like saying that just to get people's reactions.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, have you written any songs about I was a jailhouse nurse?
Oh, my gosh. Woo, we'd have
now,
to have
a... Now, that could be a good one now.
You know what? It sure can. We'd probably have to have a part 6, 7, and 8 on that one, because
well,
I've got
be
some
okay.
stories
There's
on that.
Well, that'd be okay. It's nothing like having a continuing story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But, no, not yet, but I feel one coming in the works.
Feel one coming in the works. So how did you get started in music, Queen Delphine?
Well, it's so interesting because when people hear me, they automatically think, oh, well, you're from Mississippi or Alabama, or you've been singing in the church, you know, all your life. And I take that as a compliment, but no, that's not how it happened. Just out of the blue, it was almost like
just
an epiphany.
Out of the blue.
No pun intended.
Sorry, couldn't help myself. It just jumped out.
I know, it was a good one. And I woke my husband up. It was August in 2009. And I said, honey, I want to sing the blues. And he says, yeah, okay. Patted me and went back to sleep. And I said, okay, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. So I woke up the next morning. I started doing some research, and I came across a lady named Coco Taylor, and she had just died like 2 months previously that year. I was listening to some of her songs, and I said, oh my gosh, I gotta sing like this lady. And I started doing some, you know, research on her, found out that, yeah, I do sing like her. And I also sing like Big Mama Thornton. And as you can probably tell, because my voice is so deep, that I have that, what my vocal coach called a mezzo contralto. And he said, that's just perfect for the blues. So I set out a list of goals of things I wanted to do. And one by one, I just started checking them off. And here I am. A couple of years later, here I am.
Now, where did you grow up?
Oh, believe it or not, Brooklyn, New York.
Well, there you
Brooklyn,
go.
Brooklyn, New York. That's another spin. Yeah, yeah. But my dad is from South Carolina. My maiden name is Frazier. We've been living here since the
1700s. Lots of Frasers. Yep.
Hundreds. Yeah, but yep. Down by Charleston, the Beaufort area, like Joe Frazier, distant cousin, all of that. So we're from around that area. And my dad migrated in 1960 to Brooklyn, New York, and he met my mom, who's a Brooklyn girl, and they got married, and here I am.
You know, that is terrific. But I just when you were starting out on this blues, had you ever sung in front of an audience or anything?
No, the only singing I really did was like my Uncle Fred. He would always ask me to sing Miss Lucy Had a Baby and something like that. And at the time, you couldn't tell me I was not an opera singer. So he encouraged that. Meanwhile, the rest of the family's like, please don't. But he did. And in New York, it was a requirement that you take some kind of music. So, of course, I was in chorus, always in the background, hiding.
Did they ever put you with the boys' side over there? I mean, have that low voice. That's what we were just talking about with Robin, because they put her right next to the men in choir because she had that same type of voice.
Well, I was an alto. Okay. And then as I got older and, you know, I was singing around the house and I was like, ooh, you sound like a man. I better. After that, I was like, eh, no more of that.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it must have taken a lot to, you just woke up in the middle of the night and said, I want to sing the blues.
Yes, and that's what happened. And I feel like it's a calling. Just like my nursing, taking care of others, is a calling. My music does that as well.
Have you ever sung while you were nursing?
Oh, my gosh, yes, especially to little kids when they have to get shots and things like that. And it works.
Yeah.
It works. It calms it just calms them down. The doctors, it calms them down. The workers and stuff. Oh, you can't come in here unless you give us a song. So I have to give them a little song. But, you know, I'm just glad that people want to hear it, that people, I have so many people that are behind me to try to preserve, you know, this rich heritage that we have. And that's what I'm about. That's all, you know, exactly what I'm about.
That is.
I just want to be a vessel for this. And, you know, God is allowing that.
And now, but you also write songs.
Yes, we do. My husband, very interesting songs we do.
Very interesting songs. Do you write them in the middle of the night?
Whenever it hits us, because we actually have a pad and pen the bed, just in case we wake up and before we forget, we hurry up and write it down and then, you know. But we could be sitting on the porch. We love cranberry pomegranate tea. That's like an inspiration to us. And so we could just be sitting there sipping our little tea with nothing else added into it, need I say. Let's clarify that. And we just start talking about life and, wow, honey, that sounds like that could be a song. And the next thing you know, there it is.
That's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting inspiration for that. Do you, but I think you ought to think about writing songs from the jailhouse.
Ooh, it won't be jailhouse rock, I tell you.
No, jailhouse blues. How'd I get here anyways?
Oh my goodness.
That would be pretty neat. Well, so you have been out doing this. You are here for the weekend. Now let's see, where are you playing this evening?
This evening I am on the main stage. We take the stage at 8:30. And we go from 8:30 to 10. So you guys come on out. You want to hear some Chicago style funk, soul, blues, a little bit of everything.
Right.
With that. And then tomorrow we are performing from 3 in the afternoon to 4:30, also on the main stage.
Correct.
So come on out.
So you have those two performances. Is that when you're performing twice? Yes, I just
checked
the list. I didn't have a chance to check. So, well, that main stage, have you been downtown yet to see what we got going on down there?
No, I haven't, but I know it has to be good. I can't wait. We are so excited.
So excited. That's a song, too. I'm so excited.
I doubt if we'll hide it.
Oh, Lord, I love doing this. It's just so much fun. So now, who are the Jewel Tones?
The Crown Jewels.
The Crown Jewels.
The Crown Jewels.
How'd you come up with that name, honey?
Well, Delphine is my middle name.
Okay.
And I did not like that name because it was such an old-fashioned name. And people would tease me about it. Harriet, that's old-fashioned. And then Delphine, that's old-fashioned. But when I incorporated into what I'm doing, I was like, oh, thank you, Daddy. I
appreciate that.
Oh, man, thanks for giving me a name I can spell before I'm 21. But anyway, I appreciate that. But so I used that, and my husband called me Queen, and I just put that together. And then I was like, something else got to go with that, something catchy.
Right.
So I just went online and just typed in Queen, and came across a picture of the crown jewels of the queen. I was like, perfect. Queen Delphine and the crown jewels. There you go.
There you go.
And that's what I came up with.
That is pretty darn cool. So who is in your band?
Okay. Me today, mm-hmm. I have on lead guitar, I have Wayne Watson. He's doing background vocals and lead guitar. And then I have Luché Rapier. He's doing second guitar, and he'll probably be announcing and just dancing all over the place. And his brother, Rod Rapier, he is playing bass, and he's also singing and doing background vocals. And then I have Daniel, little drummer boy Reese, who is a heck of a percussion player. I also want to mention that we were supposed to have our main guitarist come, but he got sick prior to coming. So Wayne graciously agreed to step in and help us out. Lou and his brother are from Gary, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And I call them Thunder Thumbs and Lightning Licks because they are just awesome. And they actually grew up, because they've been playing music all their lives, grew up watching the Jackson 5 practice.
Oh,
before
wow.
They got famous and went to L.A. and
yeah,
stuff like
everything.
That. So,
yeah,
because they're all from Gary.
Wow.
So we're very pleased to have them join us
That
today.
Is so awesome. So how would you describe your music?
Ooh, it's that feel good, hip shaking, finger snapping, head bobbing, neck weaving, booty shaking.
Well, there you go. I tell you what, you should have been able to see this. Too bad we weren't live radio here showing it off, because she was shaking it up, baby. That's cool. That is really cool. So since you came to this, I just was talking about this with Robin. Since you came to this later in life, how do you view the experience? I mean, I didn't start radio till about, 15 years I've been doing radio. Okay. And I just love it, you know? And I think maybe that somebody that hasn't just been doing it since they were four might have a different perspective of it.
Well, one thing I like about this is, first of all, we're just getting our second breath. Because the older you and I get, and the others that are near our age, we are just like a wheel of cheese and a bottle of wine. We're just getting better with time.
That's
first
true.
First of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, because it's the blues and it's not rock, we don't have to worry about how we're going to look in spandex 10 years from now.
Well, that's true, honey.
It's more like the more mature you are, they're taking it as wisdom and more experience, and people that's appreciated
right.
more in the genre.
Yeah.
But you know.
I expect that you probably appreciate being able to have the experience too more than maybe
yes.
if you've grown up with it and just taken it for granted. Like so many of these young artists, they get going so young, they make all this millions of dollars, and then they quite often end up throwing it away because they can't handle it.
Exactly. And for me, it's like a lot of stuff I sing about, been there, done that.
There you go.
And don't want to go back to it, but been there, done that.
I know. And that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
What you got there, Jeff?
Jim Samburn says she has a musical voice. She doesn't have to sing.
She has a musical voice. She doesn't have
so
to
much.
Sing. Isn't
wow.
that nice?
Wow.
Also, we had another call on give out to venues again.
Sure.
Time.
We will. Thank you very much, Jeff. That's the vintager
you.
Himself, my husband, Jeff Eller.
All
yes.
right.
He's
yes.
on the telephone today.
Thank
so, yeah.
you.
A musical Aww. Voice. That's a nice compliment, huh?
Yeah, because sometimes I wonder, what do people hear? Because when I hear myself, I'll be like, oh, God.
Well, what about when you like, sing? Do you like to hear yourself sing?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh,
my
Lord.
Husband will tell you that. It's like, no, 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 no. No. I know it's weird, right?
Yeah. Amy Winehouse, no, 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 I will not listen to myself sing. That's no, weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but if people appreciate it and they want more of it, then, you know, I will give everything I have in my performance. We all do. It's, you know, like I always tell people, blues is a feeling. If you don't have that feeling, you can be pitch perfect. You can play those instruments just as perfect, but if there's no feeling into it, it's just not the same. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
It's stone cold.
And that's where the greats have known that that's what it took to make you feel it.
Oh, goodness, yes. Yeah. Yes. And I love making people feel it because, you know, like my husband and I always say, well, you don't know what people came through before they got to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you just don't know. And while you're with me, I want to put you in a good place. I want you in a good place because that puts me in a good place. Even if I have to perform in front of one person versus a trillion zillion people, they're all going to get the same show. They're all going to get the same love.
That's neat. That's really nice. I'll bet that, you know, by what you said there about you didn't know what people had been through to get there, I bet that comes from somewhat from working in the prison.
And the nurse.
As a nurse, but in a prison, seeing what people, different people, and, you know, hearing the stories and everything. And I'm sure with your husband as a counselor that whether you knew the person or not, you knew the story maybe on how they ended up being there and everything.
Exactly. And they don't mind telling you because sometimes only wanted somebody to listen to.
That's right.
You know,
I think that's one of the things that we have as humans have lost is the ability to listen.
Exactly, because it's so easy with the technology, just to text.
Right.
Or just to, you know, it's not the same as just going down the street and seeing Miss Sarah sit on the porch. And, hey, Miss Sarah, how you doing? Go say a couple of words to her, just walking, talking
to folks,
even getting on the phone. Now it's like everything is just kind of so impersonal. And everything is quick. Now, me. I still like to talk, as you can tell.
No, not at all. I couldn't tell that at all, Miss Delphine.
And, you know, I guess I'm old school, and I raise my children like that because they're exactly like how I am.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. No, but there is a big difference, and there is a big disconnect. You don't know, one of my things that my husband rails against is he likes to call our clients. We are in the jewelry business.
Okay.
And he likes to call and talk to them about what he has and what he's looking for and this type of thing. And he goes, Ann, it just frustrates me so much because all they want me to do is text them.
Oh, geez.
You know,
yeah.
And you can't get a feel from somebody if you don't hear their voice.
Exactly.
And otherwise, you have to put little smile. If you say something kind of snarky and you mean it as a joke, you got to put a smiley face or just kidding or, you know, this type of thing.
And hope that you don't have a big finger and press the wrong emoji. Like I'm done. I was like, oh, did I do that? Yeah, I guess I did. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So I totally agree, and maybe that's why I'm kind of good at this conversation stuff, because I love having a conversation and getting to know people.
Well, talking to you was like I'm talking to, somebody I've known all my life, like an old friend. We're just visiting.
Yeah, exactly.
We're visiting.
We are visiting, and that's true. Well, listen, Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels is playing tonight on the main stage. They will be there from 8:30 to 10 tonight. They'll be rocking it, and if you want to hear this musical voice, there's where you got to be, right there at the main stage. Let me tell you, the main stage is a great place to be because you don't have to be moving around and all this kind of stuff. You just sit right there on the main stage and the music comes to you. What could be better than that?
And I like to get down and get with the people and dance. So put on them dancing shoes. Don't wear those Beyonce high heels.
You mean, put on your high heel sneakers.
Yes, because we're going out tonight.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, she's going to be there tonight. And then on Saturday, she is going to be on the main stage. You actually go right before they get ready to announce the awards for the Barbecue Fest. So
yes.
You are there from 3 to 4:30, and the Barbecue Awards are from 5 to 6. So a lot of people will be there because guess what? They want to know who's going to win it all.
Ooh. So, yes, I'm excited. I cannot wait.
That's true. That's true. Then, so you finish up Saturday afternoon, and then what? You have to, do you drive? Did you fly? Did you drive?
We drove. So we'll be driving back. I have to go back to my job to pay the bills. Which is for right now.
Right now. What do you want to see futuristically, Queen Delphine? What would your be your dream on this checkoff list that you have?
Oh, my goodness. I would love for us to be able to make this a full-time, I don't even want to say job because it's not a job. It is so much fun. But to be able to do this full-time and just spread our music far and wide and just travel and meet people and just, oh, my goodness, just do what we can to help preserve the blues.
Well, I want to play a song so everybody knows Queen Delphine. We've been playing some of your music this week.
Oh, thank you.
This is first, though. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Andy, what have you got already queued up? I kind of like My Cat's Got Nine Lives. I kind of like that one. That's why I thought we might play that one,
sure.
If you don't mind.
No,
and
please.
We're going to close it out and let Andy play this. But thank you so much for taking time
you.
To come see us.
Thank you. And thank you, guys. And look forward to seeing you all. Let's make this a nice, big, great event. I'm ready.
Absolutely. She is ready, and she's gotten warmed up right here in that hot seat right there here in the WCRS studios. So this is Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels. Again, one more time. Want to see her perform tonight? You got to be Uptown Greenwood, 8:30 to 10 on the main stage. And then tomorrow afternoon, if you happen to miss her, or if you see her then, you want to see her again, 3 to 4:30 on the main stage. We are now going to play My Cat's Got Nine Lives, and this is a song you wrote?
Yes, my husband and I wrote that together.
Okay, well, let's take it away, Andy, and we'll close it out from there. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Bless you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. This is WCRS right now. Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels. My Cat's Got Nine Lives.
My cat got nine lives, and he loves each and every one. My cat got nine lives, he loves each and every one. Let me tell you something about them, so you know how I'm coming from. He'll be with one for a minute. He's not a man likes to stay. You'll wake up early one morning and find out he's gone away. My cat got nine lives. He loves each and every one. Let me tell you something about them, so you know where I'm coming from. But don't worry about it, baby. He's be back another day. You're just one of many in the game. Likes to play. My cat got nine lives. He loves each and every one. Let me tell you something about them, so you know where I'm coming from. In case you haven't figured it out, that cat's wild, man. Putting up with his lifestyle. Something you don't understand. My cat got nine lives. He loves each and every one. Let me tell you something about them, so you know where I'm coming from. Number one does his laundry and makes sure his clothes are pressed. Number two buys his a money suit and keeps him dressed to impress. Number three gives him southern cooking, Clovis chitlins cornbread. Number four burns off those calories when she gets him in her bed. My cat's got nine lives. He loves each and every one. Yeah. Let me tell you something about them, so you know where I'm coming from. Thank you. manicure, making sure he's always neat. Number 7 sends some jewelry and gives him lots of cash. Number 8 pays his condos and makes sure the tanks is gas. My cat got 9 lives and he loves each and every one. Number 9 is just a listener. He can tell all his troubles too. You may think he don't have many, but maybe he got quite a few. I don't have to worry or compete with any 9 of them. Even though 5 are beautiful women and the other 4 are pretty men. My cat's got 9 lives. He loves each and every one. Yeah. Let me tell you something about them, so you'll know where I'm coming from.